The reading this evening comes from Ideas of Power by Ernest Holmes. The chapter called You Are a Spiritual Broadcasting Station. Now it is very simple. We have to love if we're going to broadcast love. We can't hate and broadcast love any more than a harp will broadcast a piano. Kind after kind, everything reproduces its own kind always. So we want to broadcast peace and calm and a deep feeling that will not be disturbed. I know I want to broadcast that. I'd like to know that if I pass through a situation, it is healed. If I am in a group of people, I love them and they love me, and we embrace each other. I'd like to know that everyone who thinks of me feels a newness of life. We are all inlets to God, Emerson said, and may become outlets. God made us inlets. We have to make ourselves outlets. But God comes in the still small voice, in the silent sanctuary of the heart, in the love we bear to each other. Love so deep, infinite, and broad that men have renamed it and called it God. Love is a coverage, joy is a grace, peace is a depth of the soul. And there is a song in the heart, even if you haven't any voice to sing it. There is an interior awareness which comprehends and embraces all things. We don't have to wonder whether the thing shall come back to us. It will. We do not have to wonder whether it shall go out. It must. We don't have to wonder whether other people sense it. They cannot help it. They do. And they react to it. And we are the broadcasting station. So tonight we're going to practice being a broadcasting station. And so I invite you to just relax and breathe. And go within. Ernest said most of us when we're young learn to look for guidance on the outside, to get our instructions from other people, to get the rules from other people. And he suggests being an inlet of God, allowing God within us to be that which speaks to us, which informs us, which moves us and tells us through impulses and intuition what to do and where to go and who to connect with and how to be. And we do this by going within, by seeking that still small voice, by quieting our minds and listening to that internal information that is ever present, whether it comes to us as a feeling of love or a deep peace. Perhaps it's a brilliant idea or simply a smile. Sometimes it's even a giggle. I delight when the universe surprises and delights me. But I know that that divine energy is here in each of us. And I know that the way to it is soft willingness. Soft willingness is the key to our connection to Source. Soft willingness is the key to everything we want in life. And so I invite you to just feel your willingness to receive. To receive the love that's ever flowing to you. To imagine receiving a string of ideas that make you smile or open your heart or inspire you. imagine receiving the answer to a question you've been asking. Imagine feeling peace, no matter what's happening around you. All of these things and so many more are possible as we simply relax. Trust and breathe and listen. I am willing to listen. I am willing to open my heart to the love that God is. To open my mind to the intelligence and the creativity that God is. I know that this divine energy resides in me always. Of each of us. And as we connect to this divine energy within, we have the resources to become an outlet of God, to be a light in the world, to be an instrument of peace, to be a source of love, to be an inspiration. It's not a matter of what we do, it's a matter of who we are. Feel the peace within us. We are peace in the world. We touch the consciousness of humanity with peace. We become a source of respite, sanctuary, rest for those who need that. Just by allowing ourselves to sink into peace in any particular moment. And when we love, when we love our partner, our kitty cat, our home, the birds and the trees, or the beauty of the sky, it doesn't matter what we love. If when we love, we broadcast love to the consciousness of our world. Love where it's simple, love where it's easy. The more we love, the more the muscle of love gets strong, and it's easier to love more widely and well. So love freely, love anywhere. Today I was loving the sound of leaves rustling on the path beneath my feet in the woods. Doesn't matter what we love. As we love, we broadcast love. And we become a source of God's love for others on this planet. Some people are very public with their service, but we don't have to be public. We can be very private. What happens in the privacy of our own consciousness matters. The love in our hearts, the peace in our center, the ideas in our mind matter. And they communicate beyond what we can imagine, and it is good. So I invite you, as we continue to listen to David's beautiful music, I invite you to connect with that divine energy within you, peace or love or grace or power or freedom or joy. Whatever that quality of God you connect with, allow yourself just to sit here and vibrate in that space, touching the consciousness of humanity with beauty. Thank you.